Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is James from Dividend Stock Talk, brought to you by the 10-Minute Trader, where I invest in dividend stocks for weekly cash flow. It is Monday, the 18th of March, officially week number 12. Getting ready to get started. Let's take a quick look at what we brought in from last week. The market's going to open up very shortly and then see what's on the list for this week. Comcast is first on the list. CMCSA. Now, Comcast... last 30 days, take a quick gander at this. We'll be looking at the 16th. There we go. 30 days ago, we opened up at 41.71. 29 days ago, very next day, we bottomed out for the 30-day period at 40.74. Okay, we got a triple high last week. 43.68, 43.65, 43.68. That's pretty much some resistance for the week. Anyway, I mean, for the month anyway, a couple of days pullback, we're sitting at 42.77. Now, I'm into this one at 43.42. Okay, so I think I will sell the 43s on CMCSA. And what are they going for at this moment in time? 46 cents. Okay, that's another 1%. I have no problem whatsoever. Doing that. Now, how many of these do I have? 1,900. Okay, that works. Oops, the other way, other direction. Okay, now I am going to do a limit order first thing in the morning because you never know what's going to happen. I only do market orders when I'm buying both the stock and selling the option at the exact same time. Oh, that's not bad. I can live with $874, something I don't have to do. All right, so... Here's what it sounds like. Sell 19 CMCSA 100s. Those are the weeklies. 22 March 24th. That is this Friday. The 43 call at 46 cents per share. Limit order to open. That's off to the races. See what happens. All right. Next on our list would be JWN. Now, JWN I've been carrying around for a while. So let's take a look at the last few days. Here we go. 30 days ago today, Nordstrom was sitting at 20.03. Okay. Another week later, we have our double top at 21.91. A little bit of backtrace, and then she dropped to the triple bottom. Okay. 16.90, 16.86, 16.90. Okay. That was last week. She up a little bit of pullback. Now we're sitting at 17.29. Now, I'm into Nordstrom's for only 200 shares, not a biggie. 16.95. Well, you know what? I could double down. No, I don't really need to double down on Nordstrom's. JWN. 16.95. And I'm at this thing. Why is this thing always in the way? I can sell the 17s for 51, and I think I will. I only have 200 shares, so it's not that huge of a thing. And, okay, I'm going to sell two date JWN 100s of the weeklies, 22 March 24. That is this Friday, $17 call at 51 cent limit order to open. All right, off to the races. Next on the list, Kohl's. KSS. Kohl's dropped down quite a bit now. Last 30 days. Here we go. 30 days ago today, we were at 27.78. Our 30-day high was on the 4th. Now, from there, it's been nothing but downness. I know downness is not a word, but, you know, look at this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 days in a row. Down. We got a new bottom, 30-day bottom at 24.56, and that was Friday. Okay, now I'm into Kohl's at 28, and it's at 24. Okay, I don't think the 24s are going to be worth anything, or the 28s are going to be worth anything. KSS, okay, 24.99. Oh, look at that. 24.81 was the last price. 24.91 and $24.99. Both are higher than the last price, which gives you an indication that the market maker is trying to push it up. So I'm looking at the 24s at the moment, and I'm at the 28. Yeah, not even worth it. I'm going to look at the 26s. Oop, wrong way. Okay. So I'm going to sell 40 contracts of Kohl's. 100 weeklies, blah, blah, blah. 22 March, that's this Friday. The 26, 15 cents per order, 15 cents per share. Okay, limit order open. Off to the races again. Last one, WBA. WBA, we talked about this one last night, WBA. 30 days ago, we were at 2201. 1 day later, get the 30-day high at 2247. Drops to the bottom on the 5th. And that was 2042. A little bit of retracement to the upside. Couldn't make it past 22. So back down again. Yesterday, Friday, was an up day. 2082, what we're at the moment. Now, I believe I'm into this one at 2162. 2162, correct. Okay, so what does WBA look like? WBA. Now, they don't have their dividend coming up. It played a couple weeks ago. This would be week number 8 or week number 9 that I've held on to this. And I really don't mind because it's paying out a halfway decent dividend, a premium. However, this premium here, the 21.50, is only 19 cents. All right, I can deal with it. 22, whoops. Okay, so sell 22 WBA 100s. Those are the weeklies, 22 March 24. That's this Friday, the 21.5 and 19 cent limit on open. Another $400, I can deal with that. Okay, so that's off to the races. Now, I only have 7,000 left. So other than that, let's take a look at what is on our list today. What is on our list today? We are actually looking at week number 1. Am I correct? Week number 1? The 2 weeks, because we're in week 12. 13, 1. Yeah, so Comcast is first on the list. Okay, we looked at Comcast. Cisco. Now, we looked at Cisco last night. Let's take another quick look at it at the moment. CSCO. Here it is right there on the 3rd, which gives us 2 weeks for it to make a move. So it's 40 cent move for Cisco. Let's quickly take a look at what the premiums are going for. Okay, the 49.14, the closest would be the 49s, not even 1%. I'm not quite sure we want to take our time looking at that one if the number doesn't work. Next one, American Express, AXP. AXP. Oops. Okay, for the 4th, 70 cents. AXP. The last trade was 220. The 220 is going for not even 1% again. Bristol Myers Squibb. BMY, 60 cents, BMY, 52.50, the 52s are going for 99, you take that 50 cents off there, that gives you 40, 49, just barely 1%, I don't know guys, barely 1%. J.P. Morgan. J.P. Morgan. It's supposed to be here somewhere. Okay, it says the 5th. That was the 5th of last year, so 2023. But it hasn't posted yet for this year. So I'm assuming it's going to be the same time frame. So let's take a look what the numbers look like for J.P. Morgan. Now, with Thinkorswim, they don't always have it updated. The 190 80s, $2 take off 80 cents off of that, then you're at 120. Holy cow. That's horrible. ABM. Didn't we look at ABM last night? Whoops, wrong account. ABM. 22 cents. ABM. That's a monthly. $42.50. Yeah, not worth it. Globe Life. I think Globe Life is also on Warren Buffett's list. So let's see. GL is a monthly. Look at WBA has to the upside. All right, so it was no for Globe Life. MasterCard, we did that last night. It was no. Gap. Gap, we said we wanted to see what it looked like this morning. GPS. 2730. 2370. 2350. 67, like 16. 24s. Oh, I like the 24s for Gap. Let's take a look at that. GPS. You guys hear all those tinkling in the back? It means they've been filling. Yeah. Gap's going to be a no. Look at where it is. Unless you really like the Gap. If you really like the Gap, the 24s are going for 23 cents. Not quite right. Yep, not quite right there either. Okay, Kimball's. KCPB. $42.63. 43's not even. What are the market makers getting so stingy about? Toll Brothers. TOL. 121. The 121 is going for 210. I like that number. TOL. That's probably why. I don't know. Well, let's take a look, see what the numbers look like. All right, a year ago, Toll Brothers was at 57.52. Now, that was the low of the year. Your last 90 days, another 90-day low, which was 82.87. Okay, it took a couple of weeks, jumped up to a trading range of 97 to 103. Basically went sideways for, what is that, 2 months. And then she finally starts jumping up right around the 16th, which is 30 days ago. Okay, 30 days ago, she gaps up and then keeps on going. We have our 30 days ago, we're sitting at 102. Okay, we have our 30-day bottom 29 days ago at 147. Not 147, it's $100.47. Now, from there, we got our 30-day high at 124.67. Now, she's been sideways for a little bit, and it looks like she could challenge that high again because she still has that momentum. So let's take a look at the numbers. So 121.86. The 122s are going for 180, which is well over 1%. All right, so let's take a look at what seasonality looks like. Oh, look at that. The 21st. Anyway, basically going sideways. All right, so no big, huge movements for this. And I'm not quite sure how you guys feel about Toll Brothers. But she hit a high on the 13th, which was last Wednesday. Pulled back on Thursday and Friday. Today she gapped up a little bit. She could go to challenge that, but what do you think for the next 5 days? That is an interesting question. So she's offering 121.88, and the 122s are going for $1.35. That could give you a decent amount if it continues to that upside, which it does look a very strong, you know, directional. But last Wednesday was the high. Pullback was already there. I don't know. That's a toss-up, in my opinion. I mean, there's a lot of room for profit-taking, but the momentum is there. All right, that being said, this is James from Dividend Stock Talk. You guys have a great day, and hopefully we'll catch you again tomorrow morning.